With just a little more than a month to go before the start of fiscal year 2016, it's appearing less and less likely that Congress will agree on a new federal budget before the year begins, let alone one that President Obama would be willing to sign. Most federal budget observers believe it's almost certain that DOD and the rest of the government will be operating under a continuing resolution for at least part of the fiscal year, meaning agencies will get the same amount of money they got the previous year and for the same programs that were funded in fiscal 2015, not any new ones. Deborah Lee James, the Air Force Secretary, says depending on how long the CR lasts, it could have a serious effect on modernization needs that the service views as long overdue.
We estimate, rough order of magnitude, that there might be as many as 50 programs, many of them smaller programs, but nonetheless 50 programs that would fall under that category of a new start, which could not be done under a full year CR. The other point I would say is a full year CR would provide for our Air Force, really for our military, even less money than the sequestration level budget would provide. So all around, that would be a bad deal, and we need to get the full up appropriation and the full up authorization passed at roughly the president's budget level. That's what we need.
The defense sequestration caps for 2016 are set at $499 billion for the entire defense budget, modestly higher than the $496 billion cap that was set for 2015. But within the Air Force's share of the budget, a continuing resolution would mean less money in 2016 than in 2015. The reduction would come at a time when the service is trying to modestly increase its overall military personnel levels in some key areas, after having concluded it's downsized its personnel too much over the past decade and promising to hold the line on future cutbacks.
We have requested end strength increases, as you'll recall, and under a full year CR, I believe we would not be able to increase our end strength. So we would be stuck in many, many ways, which is why, once again, we are calling upon Congress to lift sequestration and get us these bills as quickly as possible. We would be stressing the importance of not taking this out of our people. But as I mentioned, we'd be significantly down in terms of our dollars of where we need to be. And so everything would have to be looked at. I, for one, would argue against and strength reductions, but we certainly wouldn't get the increases.
Among the areas in which the Air Force believes it would need more people, operators of unmanned aircraft, a cadre that's undermanned and overworked, according to service officials. The Air Force has already asked Congress for more funding to bolster its intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance workforce, and in the short term, many of those unmanned missions would be served by contract personnel, says General Mark Welsh, the Air Force Chief of Staff.
We have used contractors in the intelligence business and in the ISR business for a long time. That's not a new concept. It does not require new approvals. What we were talking about doing is expanding right now the use of contracts or to actually operate government-owned systems for the near term until we can get our training pipeline mature enough that it can sustain the load over time. That's what we're talking about in the current plus-up for contractors assisting us in the ISR business. We do not anticipate at all that they would be involved in kinetic activity or direct targeting of forces on the ground. They would be doing intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance missions.
As to the immediate effects of a continuing resolution, Welsh says it would impact not only new acquisition programs, but also incremental additions to weapon system portfolios the Air Force already owns.
We do have quantity increases scheduled in 16 in aircraft procurements like the KC-46, the F-35, the C-130 multi-year program, and a few other things. Those would go away under a year-long CR.
And over the longer term, he says the Air Force needs some sense of budget stability and the freedom to retire platforms it feels are no longer affordable because of a combination of budget constraints and the investments it's trying to make in new technologies that could deal with 21st century enemies. Already, he says, the Air Force has insufficient aircraft in its inventory to meet global combatant commanders' demands.
We're at the point today where we have trouble having enough functioning aircraft to keep our air crews trained. This is not a new problem. We have four fleets of airplanes that are over 50 years old. The idea that we would run a Formula One or a NASCAR race with a car built in 1962 is ridiculous. But we're going to war with airplanes built in 1962. We have got to modernize the Air Force. It's just an imperative. The B-52 is going to try and make 100 years, but we really should question that.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.